Amar Rava Bar Machasya Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav. Tachas Yishmoel Lo Tachas Nachri. It's better to be under the Arabs than to be under Nachri Goyim. Rashi says Edom Shehayu Rishayim Yoser. They hate you more than the Arabs, right? Very interesting. Rashi, the Ben Yehuda says that the Edom hates our religion more than the Arabs do. Okay. Tachas Nachri v'lo tachas Chaver. Better to be under a Nachri than to be under a Chaver. Chaver, Nachri means Edom, and Chaver means some kind of Persian. Tachas Chaver v'lo tachas Talmud Chacham. Better to be subjugated to a Persian than to be under a Talmud Chacham. Tachas Talmud Chacham v'lo tachas Yasam V'almana. And you know what? Better to be under a Talmud Chacham than have to be subject to a Yasam and an Almana. Rashi says, Talmud Chacham, Im yaknitu, if you bother them, ya'anishu, they'll get punished. V'chein yasam v'almana, nesha demasan mitzuya. They cry a lot.
Hashem listens to them.
Exactly. And the Ritva says that it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult to be careful for the kavod of a Talmud Chacham. Very hard. And Ben Yehuda says that if the Talmud Chacham does get angry at you, or you do get him upset, there are ways to appease him. You can make up to him, right? Yosef and Almana, how are you going to appease them? You made them upset. You made them cry. Very, very difficult. That's why they're the worst. Amar Rav Machasya, Amar Chama Amar Guri, Amar Rav. Kol Choli. Choli means like a long sickness. Give me any long sickness, v'lo choli v'ayim, not stomach problems. Kol koiv, koiv is a short sickness, v'lo koiv lev. But don't give me a koiv lev. Koiv lev means a heart, some issue with the heart. Kol mechush, any sickness, any kind of small sickness, v'lo mechush rosh, not a headache. Kol ra, any evil, v'lo isha ra, not an evil wife, that I can't handle. Anything else I can handle, not I can handle. So, It's a funny Gemara, because what do you mean? I'll take any sickness. It's not up to you what sicknesses you get. What kind of statement is that? So he explains it's all that every time you sin, it's midah keneged midah, you get a corresponding punishment. And he explains the sefer called Rabbi Avi that every aver is connected to a different mitzvah. So we said three over here. We said the stomach, the lave, and the rosh. And then we said Anisha Ra is the worst of all. So stomach, lave, and rosh are connected to kina, taiva, and kavod. Those are the three worst. Kina, taiva, and kavod. And the wife is, I don't know why he says this, the wife is equivalent to a apikores, and that's the worst of all. Okay. Next. Vamar Rav Chama Bar Chasya, Vamar Rav Chasya, Vamar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Vamar Rav. Imiyu kol hayamim diyo. If all the oceans were ink, the agamim pulmasin, and all the reeds in the world were quills, v'shamayim yirios, and all the heavens were parchment, v'chol b'nei adam lav lo'aron, and all the people on the earth were scribes, ein mespikin lichtov chalala shel rishus. We would still not be able to write down all the chalala shel rishus. It's the depths of the malchus of Hashem, says Ra. Now, so it's not clear if it's talking about Hashem or not. Rashi says, Chalala shel Rishus, Omek Liban, the depths of their heart. Shutar Chlios Lev, the Kama Medina. He's very busy for a lot of countries, the king, Lamas, taxes, Hakatuv, which are set aside, Ulakama Muchamos, wars, Lakama Mishpatim, and judgments, Akol B'Yomechad, all in one day. Busy guy, king, right? My Kra. This is the foundation of Akdamas. All the world were ocean. All the ink were oceans, and all the oceans were ink, and all the people were scribes. That's how Akdamas begins, based on this Gemara. Mikra, what's the pasuk for that? Amar Bisharshia, Shmaim Larom VeEretz LaOmek Balei Malachim Ein Cheker. Okay. Amar Rav Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Yafat Tanis LaChalom. Fasting is good for a bad dream. Eish Lin Oras. The way fire eats up the flax, the pishtan. Amr of Chista, Ubo Bayom, on that day. Vamar of Shit Yotei, Afilu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Rishua Breid Ravidi went to Ravashi. Ivdele Igla Tilsa. They made him an egel. They brought out an egel. It's either the third egel that was born or third year or 3 year old. I'm a little mommy people. Come join me in the Suda. I'm a little no, but Titus Yosef Nam. Have a fast now. I'm a lev, la Savala Mar, la Dav Yehuda Marav, Dav Yehuda, Dav Yehuda, Lova Adam Taniso Uprea. So bar on the fast. Eat today, you fast tomorrow. I'm a no, Titus Chalom Hu, it's Titus Chalom. I'm a Rav, I'm a Chas, I'm a Chai, I'm a Gurmi, I'm a Rav, Yafa, Titus Chalom, Ke'esh Lenoris. A fast is good like a, what do you call it? Like a, the way the fire eats up the pishtan. I'm Rav Chifu, Boba Yom, I'm Rav Yosef, Filu B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Okay. Next. Yeah. Okay, fine. Next. Va'im hischilu, the Mishnah said that if you started a Suda when you shouldn't have, ain ma speakin, you don't have to stop. But ma speakin l'kriyashma. For Krishma you have to stop. So the Gemara says, Hakonali Reisha ain ma speakin. But it's in the beginning of the Mishnah, you don't have to stop. Why is there a Mishnah repeating itself? So the Gemara says, no, Seif v'na son of Divrei Torah. The Seif is talking about Divrei Torah. The Tanya, Chaverim shu oskin b'Torah, people are learning Torah, ma speakin l'kriyashma. They have to stop for Krishma. They must speak in Lutfila, but they don't have to stop for davening. They don't have to keep on learning. You don't have to stop for davening. It only applies to very, very, very great people, of which there are none today, like Hashem by Yechai, Shetorasan Umnasan, where their Torah was considered their livelihood, and all they did was learn. So for them, stopping to daven was like stopping to go to work. It's something they didn't do. Avo kagon anu, but us, must speak in Lakrishma Ulutfila. We stop for both. Iva Tanya Kishem Sheinma speaking with Tfila, Kach Einma speaking with Kriyashma. Just like you don't stop for davening, you don't stop for Kriyashma either. Kitanya Hahini, the Iber Shana. That was talking about Iber Shana. When you're sitting down to decide if you're gonna make an extra month or not, then you don't stop. Not even for davening. Amar Bava Bar Ava, Vichain Tano Mibe Bagrunya, Amar Belazar, Bar Tadok, Kishinu Oskim, the Iber Shana Biavne. We were busy with Iber Shana in Yavne. We didn't stop. We didn't stop for Krishna. We didn't even stop for davening. We didn't stop for anything. Why? Because we're busy with the Tzarchi Tzibur. Right? There's a little bit of a machlokas. Why is that true? You can't stop for 5 minutes to say Krishna. So you're busy with the Kiddush HaChodesh. You can't stop for 5 minutes to say Krishna. Why not? Right? So it's based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, anytime you're involved in a tzarchi tibur, you're osik b'mitzvah, patamen mitzvah. You're building the mikvah, you're building the shul, whatever you're doing some tzarchi tibur, you don't have to stop. Very simple. Keep on, you don't have to stop, you simply don't have to. Others say, no, that Kiddush HaChodesh is a little different, and it's more special, because all the other tzarchim are tied to it. So you're gonna botch up a yontif because you stopped and you messed up your train of thought. You want to go daven. You know what? It's putter. You're putter. Making up when Yom Kippur is gonna be, when all the Yom Tovim are gonna be, is much more important, and therefore you don't have to stop. Okay. Next. Lo yetzei hachai b'machto tamach l'chashecha. A tailor cannot go out with his needle on a Friday before Shabbos. Why not? Shem Yishkach, maybe you'll forget the Yotze and you'll go out. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Very simple halacha. Then it says, Velo Kalavlar the Kulmus. And a sofer can't go out with his pen. Okay, so stop right here. We'll look at the Tosfos of Shema Yate, Shema Yishkach the Yate. Right here. So he says like this. Aliba de Rava, according to Rava, the Amri, who's going to say in a minute, Lo Gazri Gzera L'Gzera, that we don't make Gzeras on top of Gzeras. We'll explain that in a minute. Ein Lefarish Shema Yishka Hamachat. We're not afraid you're going to forget the needle. You're going to forget that it's a needle. Now, Filu Yatza, because even if you remembered, Leka Isadaraisa, it's not an Isadaraisa. pick your ba. If you realize, oh, I'm carrying my needle, v'shachacha, and then you forgot, in your Shabbos, potter min b'leches machsheves, osr Torah. Right? You're not high for that. If I walked out on Friday afternoon, forgetting everything, I forgot Shabbos is coming, I forgot I'm carrying my needle, and I go walk out and I realize I'm walking on Friday night, it's ready Friday night, I'm carrying my needle. It's not an osr d'oraisa. It's a d'rabbanan. Why isn't this a d'rabbanan? Because you didn't start carrying it on Shabbos. You didn't have an Akira in mind. All these reasons. That can't be the pshat. Hello, the answer is, Shema yishkach es hamachat lahatznio. No, you'll carry it out intentionally. Adjihei Shabbos, until it's Shabbos. All of a sudden, after that, kishyishkach es hamachat, when you remember you have the machat, yishkach shehu Shabbos, you'll forget it's Shabbos, v'yetin, you'll carry it out, and that's carrying. It's a derabanan. It's a shogi, because you forgot. But it's still carrying. So for that reason, don't do it. Okay? Okay. Then we said the same thing about a pen, right? And, even though a pen is much bigger than a needle, there's a tzad to say a pen, you won't forget about a pen. Who walks out with pens before Shabbos? Not even a pen. Then it says, V'lo yipala es kelov. You're not allowed, this is not talking about Erev Shabbos anymore. Now we're talking about on Shabbos. Lo yipala es kelov. You're not allowed to go through your clothing and get rid of the bugs. See if you have lice in your clothing. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Why not? Because we're afraid you're going to kill the bugs. Velo yikra lo or haner. You can't read by a candle on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Right? The MS Amru, in truth, they said, hachazin roeh, you're not allowed to read on Shabbos with a candle, right? How do you read at night? The answer is, you can't. You didn't have electricity. You cannot read at night. Only in the morning. Only when it's light out. No candles. Why? Because they're afraid you're going to adjust the candle to make it better or worse. So because of that reason, we don't let you read by a candle. The MS Amru, Hachazin, meaning the guy who's going to lane tomorrow, Roeh Heichon Tinokos Korin, he sees where the kids are learning, but Vahu Avalhu Lo Yikra, but he can't read. Says Rashi, Chazan HaKnesses, is the guy in Shul, the Gabbai or the Balkore, HaMikra, the one who's going to lane, Shiva, Kro and Batora, he's going to call up seven people tomorrow. Upa'amim She'eni Yodeh Heichon Tzrichon Likros Machar. Sometimes he forgot to prepare, so he's got to prepare Friday night. Vro Heichon Korin Tinoko Shal Beis Rabban B'Shabbos Zu. So he'll go see where the kids are laning. Now we're gonna learn on Amud Beis, maybe tomorrow, kids were allowed to learn by the light of a candle, because they were afraid of the Rebbe. They were never going to touch it. Even during the week, they would never touch the candle. For sure, on Shabbos, they're not going to touch it. So for them, they were allowed to. So you're allowed to walk by where the kids are learning. You can go to shul. The kids are learning in shul. They have candles. You can walk by. Oh, that's where Shani starts. Oh, that's where Shlishi starts. Like in a very cursory way. They're reading in shul Friday night. They're learning. And then you'll realize which parsha it is, where the parsha is, where the Elias stop. That you can do. Kids, you could do, okay? Fine.
What's the definition of samach l'chashecha?
We're gonna get to that. I think it's a half hour. Yeah, I think the Mara's gonna ask that question. Okay. So that is another halacha. Now we're gonna learn another halacha which has nothing to do with Shabbos. But it's another halacha where the Chachamim made a gzeira on you to keep you away from doing averos. Kiyotzebo. Similarly. Sorry.
Sigazunt.
Yeah, thank you.
One more.
Okay. Thank you. Kiyotzebo, similarly. Loyochal hazavim azava. Azav. Is not allowed to eat together with the zava, the hergal avera, because it could lead the company could lead to worse things. It says Rashi, almost at the bottom, mipnei shemitok shemisyachadin. Since they're alone together, yavo leboel zava shehi bekares. You might have relations with her, and she's a zava. That's really bad. That's kares. So because of that reason, don't even have lunch with her. Okay? Now, Tanan Hastam, is the Mishnah in Irvin? Mishnah Irvin says like this.
Nach, I'm sorry, just one thing. Why would you bring a Zvava and not a Nida, which is much more common?
Well, because in those days, a Zvava was much more common.
Was it?
Yeah. In those days? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Also, I don't know if a Nida was Kares. I'm not sure. But in those days. Okay. You know? So, I'm just not sure.
It's being recorded now.
Okay.
From when you started. It starts. It records automatically now.
Oh, excellent. Okay, very good. Now, this is a little complicated now. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there in Erevin. In Erevin, we learned as follows. Lo yamad adam b'rishos ha-yachid. If you're standing in a rishos ha-yachid, the yitzdeh b'rishos ha-rabim, but the drink is in rishos ha-rabim, or rishos ha-rabim, or you're standing in a rishos ha-rabim, the yitzdeh b'rishos ha-yachid, and the cup is in rishos ha-yachid. Right? So don't stand in rishos ha-rabim, and even though you could lean over and drink the cup in rishos ha-yachid, right? The cup is on the ledge. I'm in rishos ha-rabim. I'm right by your entrance, and the cup is right there. Don't lean over and drink in the rishos ha-yachid. Don't do that. Okay? Why don't do that? Rashi says, v'yoshid piv v'rosho l'rishos ha-rabim. You're going to stick your head and your body into the rishos ha-rabim. Lechos kli to get the cup, lishos to drink. Gzeira. It's a gzeira. Shema yotzi ha-kli elav. Maybe you're going to bring the kli toward you. V'nimtza m'chayev chatas. You're going to be chayev chatas. Why? You're going to carry the kli from one rishos to another rishos. Don't do that. Aval, but im hichnis rosho verubo lamakam shehu shotze, mutter. But if I lean in rosho verubo to the makam where I want to drink, then it's mutter. So just to stand and without leaning is a problem. Okay? Then it says, v'chein begat. And so too in a gat. What's a gat? A gat is a wine press. Okay? What does it mean, v'chein begat? We're not sure what that means. So, Iboiluhu, what about a caramelist? A caramelist might. What about a caramelist? I'm standing in Rishos Yachid, and the cup is in Rishos Harabim. So, can I drink the cup? What are we afraid of? We're afraid that I'm going to move the cup from the caramelist into Rishos Yachid? But that's only a Darabana. That's only a Darabana. Caramelist might. What about a caramelist? So, Amar Abaya, he. It's the same thing. No difference. Rashi says, Kishem she'asarnu zu b'mishnah seinu, kach zu asura. Just like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid is asur in the Mishnah in Erevin, so too a caramelist in the other Rosh Hashanah asur. No difference. Rava Amar, what are you talking about? He gufa gzeira. A caramelist itself is a gzeira. It's a gzeira. If you're carrying a caramelist, you'll come to carry in a real Rosh Hashanah. So we don't let you carry in a caramelist. He gufa gzeira. We're going to make a gzera to another gzera? You can't drink a cup in a caramelist because maybe what's going to happen? Maybe you'll carry the cup from one rishos to the caramelist, but that itself is a gzera. That's two gzeras? We don't do that. By the way, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Why can't you make a gzera to gzera? It says, Rav, we don't do that. Why not? So the Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say it here.
No, it's the shmartem, like only one guarding.
Exactly. It says a shmartem as for shmarti, which means one guarding. A gzera will make. A double gzera, that we don't do. Now, Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Muna Aminala, where do I get it from that I do make a double gzera? Where do I get that from? Abaya knows that it says in the pasuk, shmartem as for shmarti. What's going on here? So Tosva says, the first Tosva, Amar Abaya, the Gazrin on Gzera Lugzera, Dafka Bahotsa Gazra Abaya. Only by Hotsa did Abaya make a Gzera Lugzera. V'chol Hanano Demaisi Raya, Ari Bahotsa. And every Raya he's going to bring is all Hotsa Rayas. Aval Ba'alma, but really, in the other case, well, Gazar. We don't make a Gzera Lugzera. Tabaresh Beta, Parach Abaya, Laman de Gazar Beta, Shnol de Biamtaf, Adu Peiros Hanoshrin, Higufa Gzera, Vanan Nikam, right? Double Gzera there, double Gzera. Only by Hotza does Abaya make a Gzera. Why by Hotza Does the Abaye make a gzera l'gzera? And the Rashba says, because it's so common. It's so common. And therefore, Abaye says, I know that pasuk. I know that Rashi. I know the pasuk, the Mishmarti, Mishmarti. But you know what? That's also an exception. That's an exception. Okay? So Amar Abaye, but not Midala. Where do I get this from? The Tani said, V'chein begat. Because the Mishnah said in Irvin, and also in the Gat. What's a Gat? My God, what's a Gat? Irishus a Yachid. If it's a Rishus a Yachid, Tanina. It said in the Mishnah, don't be in one Rishus and drink in the other Rishus. Irishus Rabim Tanina. And if it's a Rishus Rabim, we have them. The Mishnah said, don't stay in the Rishus a Yachid and Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim and Rishus a Yachid. And also a Gat. Obviously, the Gat's a different Rishus. Elalav Carmelis. It must be a Carmelis. It must, nothing else it could be. By the way, we had a rule. Tosfos said a few days ago that there can't be a Kaili, can't be a Carmelis. A Kaili itself cannot be a Carmelis. Carmelis has to be a real place. A god is a Kaili. So Tosfos says no. Since it's attached to the ground, it doesn't have the din of a Kaili. Fine, very good.
But why does it use the term Rishus Rabim Rishus Yachid? But that by Carmelis it uses an example of a Carmelis and not say Carmelis.
That's a fair question. It's a fair question, but because Rav is going to interpret it in a different way.
Okay.
Rav is going to say, we're not talking about Hilchah Shabbos whatsoever. We're not talking about Hilchah Shabbos. The Chaim Begat was a halacha out of left field. It's true. The beginning of the Mishnah was talking about Rishus Rabim Rishus Yachid. And then it says, V'chein begat, says Abaya. Yeah, even a Carmelist too. Same story. Rava Amar, no. V'chein begat le'inyan meiser. It's talking about meiser. What about meiser? V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, V'chein begat le'inyan meiser. Now we're talking about inyan meiser. Vitnan. There's a Mishnah. This Mishnah is in, where's this Mishnah? It's in Meiser. It's in Meiseros. It's a Mishnah in Meiseros. It says like this. So, the halacha is any fruit or vegetable that grow in Eretz Yisrael, they're not chayiv on meiser until it's a finished product. Until it's a finished product, you're not chayiv on meiser. Okay? And what does it mean, a finished product? What does a finished product mean? It means you harvest it and you bring it into your house or into your storehouse or into your warehouse, right? And every pre has a different gemar malacha. When is it finished? Right? Fine. Now, before the Gemara Malacha, you're allowed to have Achilas Arai, but not Achilas Keva. You can take an apple off the tree, have a snack, you don't have to give Meiser on that. But if you're sitting down to dinner, that's a Keva meal, then you have to take off Meiser. So it says like this. You're making wine in the Gat, right? The Gat is a wine prep. You're making wine in the Gat. So Shosin al HaGat, Shosan alagat means you can drink. You're at the wine press, right? Is this wine any good? You're making wine. Mama's right here. You want to take a sip? So shosan alagat, you can do that. Bein alachamin, whether it's hot water, hot wine, or bein alachonin, or cooled off. Upater, divrei Reb Meir. And Reb Meir says, no meiser. Why no meiser? Not a finished product. Rabbi Elazar ber Tzadok mechayev. Elazar ber Tzadok says, you're chayev, right? Yichayev. Why Yichayev? Because since you want to taste the wine, you want to make sure it's good, it's like, it's Ki'ilu, it's a Gemara Malacha, and therefore Yichayev, fine. The Chacham Omrim, he splits it. Alachamin Chayev. If it's already been heated up, then you're Chayev. Alatonin, but if it's not been heated up, or cooled off, or something, Potter, it's Potter, Ibnei Shehumach Zeres HaMosaris, because you'll spill back the rest. Fine. And on that, it says v'chein legat, right? In other words, when you're in the God itself, right? When you're in the God itself, and even if you're allowed to drink achilas arai, and you don't have to take off truants and maizrus, but not if you lean over into the God. Don't lean over into the God, because if you lean over into the God, it'll be considered a keva, and if you don't lean over into the God, it won't be considered a keva. That's what it's talking about. Nothing to do with Hilchah Shabbos whatsoever. Okay. Good? Okay. Next. Tanan. Our Mishnah said like this. A tailor cannot go out with his needle before dark. Shema Yishkach, maybe he'll forget. The Yete, and he'll carry. My lav, the techuvah lo b'bigdo. Aren't we talking about where is this needle? Where is the needle? Aren't we talking about a case where it's in his hem, or it's in his sleeve or something? I mean, in other words, it's in the clothing, as Rashi says. Shein derech hotzabekach, the Rashi of my lav. Shein derech hotzabekach. It's not a normal way of carrying. And even if you carried really into the street on Shabbos itself, that would only be a derabanan. It's not a normal way of carrying. We made a gzira on Friday afternoon, atu Shabbos. Right? Don't carry on Friday afternoon. Maybe you'll carry on Shabbos. Alma gazvin li sure Shabbos gzira li gzira. So what do you see? You see we're making a gzira li gzira. So the Gemara says, lo, no. You're not going to let me out there. You're carrying it in your hand. Right? You're carrying it in your hand. What's the gzera? The gzera is, you carry it on Friday, maybe you'll carry it on Shabbos. Fine. Tashma is a brayso that says like this. Lo yetzi ha-chayit machto ha-techuvah lo b'bigdo. Now we added where the needle is. A tailor cannot go out with a needle in his hem. Now it doesn't say when. My love, when is that? Is it in the Erev Shabbos? And then what do you see? We're making a gzera l'gzera. Lo, kitan yahi is Shabbos. That's on Shabbos itself. And there's one gzera. What's the gzera? Don't go out with a machat on your which is in your hem on Shabbos. Why? Because if we're a gzera, maybe you'll put it into your hand. Ivo Tanya, there's another brayso that says like this. Lo yeti achayit machto atchuvah b'vigdo be'erev Shabbos in chashecha. What this one says at all. You can't go out with a needle in your ham on Erev Shabbos. Why not? It's zero, zero. First of all, it's Friday, so I'm not allowing it atu Shabbos. And second of all, it's in your ham, and I'm not allowing it atu, you're going to carry it with your hand. So it's zero, zero. The Gemara says, no. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, that brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Uman, a craftsman, derech umunaso chayev. The way craftsmen normally carry things makes you chayiv. Netanya, look at a brisa. Lo yitzei chayit b'machto. I'm sorry. Yeah. Lo yitzei chayit b'machto hatechuvah lo b'bigdo. A chayot, a tailor, cannot go out with a needle stuck to his clothing. V'lo nagar b'kesem. A carpenter can't go out with some kind of ruler, shabazno, which they would put, I guess, behind the ear. Lo soreg b'meshicha, shabazno. It's some tool for a cloth maker or something. V'lo nargi b'ira, a carpenter or a tailor. I'm sorry. They called it a stopper in the art scroll. It's some kind of a kli that would stop the wool from getting out of control. Sheba ozno. They put that in their ear also. V'lo teva b'dugma sheba tavaro. A dyer would always have a swatch around his neck. V'lo shulchani dinar sheba ozno. He might have a dinar in his ear, a coin, v'im yatza, and if all these things, if he did that, pater aval asar, divir meir. Rameir says, you pater aval asar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no. Uman derech amunasu chayiv. If that's the way an uman goes out like that, you're chayiv. Everyone else is pater. So it's not a zero, it's only one zero. Don't go out on Friday, because you might go out on Shabbos. It's in a funny place. Yeah, but he'd been a coin, but this guy is going to be chayiv. That's a normal way of caring for this guy. So it's only one zero. Okay. Okay, next. Now we get to the Zav. Tani Chada. This is hard. A little hard. Tani Chada. One brisa, one case said, Lo yete hazav b'kiso. The Zav should not, so what they used to do is, they would put a pouch in the private area. So all the emissions of the Zav goes into the pouch. It doesn't soil his clothing. Right? So, Tani Chada. So can a zav go out with that pouch on Shabbos? Is that considered carrying? Tani chada lo yete hazav b'kiso. A zav cannot go out with such a pouch. V'im yatzen, if he does, pater al v'lasar. It's derabanan. Not the raisa. It's derabanan. The tanya idach lo yete v'im yatzen chayev chados. If you go, you chayev chados mamish. So Amar of Yosef. Yosef says lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Harab Meir, Harab Yehuda. It's the same machlokas. Rav Meir holds that you only chayav if you carry things in a normal way. And therefore, no one carries things. Carrying things in a pouch around you private is not normal. And therefore, you putter. Rav Yehuda says, no. Uman is derech amunasa. This zav, this is his perfection. This is his, so to speak, his issue. And for him, it's normal. And therefore, for him, he's carrying his chayav. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya, Ein redishmas el Rav Meir. When did Rav Meir say that halacha? When did Rav Meir say that halacha? That what? That if you carry something normal, that if you carry something, it has to be in a normal way. The midi, the lav, hainu urche. That's because it's not normal. The midi hainu du urche mishmasmali. Meir says, and if you do something in a little bit of a it's normal way, then you chayev. Then you're not chayev. Of course you chayev. In other words, we're trying to connect. Well, just like what Meir said, that a tailor carries in his hem, he's putter. So too, a zav carrying in its a pouch, he's putter. You can't compare the two cases at all, according to Rav Meir. Why not? Why can't you compare them? Because a needle, yeah, there are tailors that put it into their hem, and don't tailors carry it in their hand? Of course they do. Said Rav Meir, you putter if you have it in your needle, if you have it in your hem. It's not normal. But over here, this is the way to carry. This is the way to carry. This is the way a zav will carry a, what's it called? A carry a pouch. Dilo te mahachi. Because if you don't say that. Elamata, how about this? Head yod. You have a head yod, a regular guy. Shechaka kav the bikas b'Shabbos, and he carves out a kav, a certain measure, in a block on Shabbos. The Meir Hachanami Delo Mechayev. Oh, he's not going to be chayev. He's not an expert craftsman. So when did Shabbos become only for experts? Right? Roga Rashi. Rashi says it's on the 1, 2, 3, 4th wide line. Hoel, since the Eino Uman. He's not an expert, this guy. It's not a normal way of cutting things. Hachanami, the potter, or Meir? Rameir's going to say he's potter because he's an amateur? When did we even have a lach like that? Imkain, Roma Chayav Meir B'Shabbos. El Umnan? What, only experts can be Mechal Shabbos? Regular people can't? No halacha like that. El Arkarchach, for sure, Howell since Bechol Derech Chakikasa Shalzeh B'Kach, Mechayav. That's the normal way of people. That's what people do. They carve out. So they're not the biggest expert. The guy wants to write on Shabbos. He wants to write a Sefer Torah. He's not a sofer. He never went to sofer class. So he writes a few letters. He can make by. Everyone knows what they look like. Wait, that guy's a chayev? Because he's not an expert? Of course not. Hachanami. Oh, v'chol derech hotzah b'kach. Lozeh, b'kach, chayev. That's the normal way of carrying. Of course he's going to be chayev. So the Zav's the same thing. Right? The Zav carries a kiss, a pouch in that fashion. Of course he's chayev. So again, back to the story. One Brisa said Chayev, one Brisa said Potter. We want to say it's two different people. That can't be right. Rav Meir doesn't say that. It's Potter. Back when someone says Potter. So back to the Gemara. Ella Amar of Amnuna, Lokasha. It's not Akasha. Khan, when is the Zav Chayev? The Zav Bal Shtei Re'ios. He had two Re'ios. And in order for the Zav to bring a carbon, he has to have three Re'ios. So by him wearing the pouch, It's like sort of, he needs to wear the pouch because he's got to know he's got that third re'iyah. Because if he has the third re'iyah, he's chayev. Kan, when is the zav pater? The zav bal gimel re'iyos. He already had the three re'iyos. So now, why is he wearing a pouch? Not to get his clothes dirty. There's no benefit to wearing the pouch. It's just to keep his clothes from getting dirty. That's not a real carrying, and that's why he's pater. That's why he's potter. Says the Gemara, Maishna zav bal shtei re'iyos, the chayiv. Why is a zav of two re'iyos chayiv? The boy be'le b'dika. Because you got to check himself to see if he got that third re'iyah. So zav bal gimel nami. So a zav of three re'iyos also has to wear the pouch for a certain reason. You know why? Be'le l'sfira. Because a zav of two re'iyos has to count. What's he counting? A zav has to count shivinikiyim. Men like us have no idea what this means. But back in the day, there was such a thing as a zav, and a male zav had to count shiv nikiyim. So let's say it's on his third day and Shabbos. He's counting shiv nikiyim. He has to wear the pouch. You know why? Because maybe he has to start to count over again. Maybe he had a re'iyah. That's why he's wearing the pouch. Not to keep his clothes clean, no. He needs the pouch halachically. Why? To see if he's going to be clean. And therefore, it is for a purpose. So why is he putter? So the Gemara answers, Lo nistracha el labo bayom. No. The day that he had the third re'iyah is Shabbos itself. So this day, no matter how many times he has re'iyahs, it's not going to make one bit of a difference. His counting of the Shiva Nikim will begin on Sunday. So today he can see 1,000 times, he can see 0, it makes no difference. Why is he carrying a pouch? It doesn't make a difference. Not going to make one bit of a difference to him. Since it won't make any bit of a difference, if he carries out the pouch, he's taka putter, because he's only doing it to spare his clothing. That's not a reason. Ah, says the Gemara. V'hamibayale kidei shelo yitanfu kelov. But isn't he doing it so that his kalim shouldn't get dirty? His clothing shouldn't get dirty, right? Amar Zera, Atanahu de Amar, Kolatsune Tinaf, Lo Kachashiv. Anytime somebody is Atsule Tinaf, he's trying to save from getting dirty, right? He's trying to save from getting dirty, Lo Kachashiv. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. Okay? Now, I think we're going to stop here because the not counting is a complicated sugya where doing something that something else shouldn't get dirty doesn't really count. So too, Zav wearing a kiss, a pouch, not to get his clothing dirty, doesn't really count, and that renders him not being a Isidoraisa. That's why the Brisa said if Zav carries out a kiss, he's potter. Why? Because the third day was Shabbos, so we don't care how many riyas he had; it makes no bit of a difference. Well, he's not going to start counting Shiva Nikim until Sunday. And what about to spare his clothing from getting dirty? That doesn't count. And tomorrow we'll explain why that doesn't count. Okay? So we'll pick up from the bottom line, the bottom line, tomorrow.